Waterford's Cymru Wilds Festival has added days and activities to its timetable this year. The Cymru Mountaineering Club has teamed up with the festival organisers to host an introduction to scrambling and mountain climbing for young adults. Brian Jacob joins me this morning. He's from Cymru Mountaineering Club, and Bernadette Drone, who's one of the festival organisers, is in studio as well. And you're both very welcome this morning. Bernadette, you might start off. You've moved the festival, the Cymru Wilds Festival, to July. What was the decision behind that?
Yes, we're in year five this year, and we've always gone on with the third week in September, but this week we're going to go to July because we feel with the Greenway this year we're going to have a lot of tours around in July, and we would like to give everybody the chance to partake in some of the events for the festival. So that was our reason to change to
for
July.
People who don't know the Cymru Wilds Festival, describe it to us. What's the objective?
It's a real quirky festival. It started off with to promote walking in the Cymru, but it evolved into much more different activities. But we kind of stick with the main storytelling and music and walking, which are most common to the Cymru, but we have real quirky events. And one of our main components is that we don't repeat an event. So it's all about different events every year.
Okay, so but you still have some storytelling in plays. They're just not in the same venues.
They're
or
not
the same
in the
type.
Same venues, and they're different. So, like, for example, the last year we had a play up at Mahon Falls, mm-hmm. and the year before we had a play in Cam Chinon. This year we're going for an open air concert at Mahon Falls.
Okay, lovely. And what will that concert be?
That will be on the Friday night, and we have David Power, the famous Ilan Piper. We have Olivia Leary, the broadcaster, reading poetry, and we have Trina Marshall, who is the harpist with the National Concert Orchestra, and they're going to be giving a concert up in the Mahon Falls, right back at the falls, with the falls at the backdrop. And the
so not as much of a walk this year as when you went up to Cam Chinon.
No, not as much of a walk. We wanted to make it more accessible for everyone with parking and everything. So you park in the car park and you just stroll over the pet for the concert. And I suppose the harp being our national instrument, we wanted to add that into the festival again this year. So David has promised us a really special programme.
You also have an event at the phenomenal looking Curramore.
We do.
In Portlaoise.
It's the 300th anniversary of Catherine de la Puer and Marcus Beresford, which is the marriage that changed history. So we have a series of events to commemorate that on Sunday, with talks with Julian Walton and Kenneth Nichols and Willie Fraher, who will talk about the marriage and the gardens. And there's morning coffee and there's afternoon tea. And then there's also outdoor theatre out on the lawn at 6 o'clock with Pride and Prejudice.
Lovely. And it's quite astounding to see Curramore House and the estate itself in
Absolutely, Portlaoise. Yeah. We've always kind of had Curramore. We had a Mary Black concert 2 years ago, but like I said, we don't repeat our events, so we're changing all the time.
So you've extended the days as well. We have a few more days than you usually have for the festival.
We have an extra day, yes.
Okay, good stuff. Let's talk about the Cymru Mountaineering Club's involvement in the festival this year, Brian, and you're very welcome. You're offering an introduction to what is scrambling?
I suppose for those that don't know, the Cymru Mountaineering Club would be using the Cymru Mountains every week for most of the year. We take a short break during the summer. And it's predominantly a hill walking club, but sometimes when you're out hill walking, you may have to get to an area that's a little bit more difficult to get to, so you end up using your hands and that. So really, it's just a little bit about gentle, easier climbing.
And that's what scrambling is.
Yeah, so we would in the mountaineering field, people refer to scrambling as where you have to use your hands to get up as well. And there's different grades, as in everything. You know, do you have easy up to more difficult, where you'd need to be roped in and that. But we just generally want to bring people out, show them what the mountains are about, give them a good day out, and then introduce them to, there's more than just walking that you can do, other activities. And maybe from there, young people might be interested in moving on a bit.
Yeah, because I suppose when you think hill walking, you do think of an older crowd as well. So it's nice to see that it's not just a gentle stroll.
Within our own club, we'd have a broad mix from students right up to older. But there is a good few older people. People get into it after other sports. But there are a lot of younger people as well, and I think an amenity like the Cymru Mountains on our doorstep.
You're right, on the doorstep. Yeah. I've been hill walking before in the Cymru, and it is quite astounding, some of the views that you see. And quite a tough walk as well.
Yeah, and sometimes when you're out somebody, we often have people out there and say, can I go here? And maybe rather off the path a bit. So yeah, you have to just make sure that you know what you're doing, that it's safe. So this is really just to explain to people what's involved.
And when you say young adults, what age is the what age are you starting
Anything
at?
Anything from 18 up.
Okay, so you need to be over 18. And is it a day, or what are you doing?
We're
with
just
them?
Going out in the afternoon, 2 o'clock. If you search it on the internet, you'll get the program events. There's a phone number there just to ring.
Okay.
Again, that's just to make sure we know how many we have, so we can have the adequate number of members.
And do they need
out
to dress in a certain way then?
just comfortable clothes. Ideally, okay. if you have walking boots. If not, we're trainers. We'll have the rest of the equipment that's needed.
Good stuff. So it's kind of a half day that they'll be spending out there.
In the afternoon.
Great. Yeah. It's cummerwiles.com is the website. If you want to look it up there, you'll get more details. It's July 14th to 16th. Bernadette, what are you most looking forward to in the Cummerwiles Festival?
I suppose my highlight will be the Gina concert in the park in Kilmac, because Dale Hayes does no longer play with Gina and the Champions, but because he has a local connection to Kilmac, he's going to come back and play with him in a one-off. So that's going to be under the lights of the viaduct in the park in Kilmac on the Sunday night. Now, all these events, we have a plan B if it rains, but we're hoping for dry weather.
Okay.
And that night kicks off at 8 o'clock with two local bands called the Rocky Raccoons and the Renegades. So we're catering for all ages up along.
And you're really taking in a lot of the towns that are around the Cummeras as well.
We are. We have the Copper Coast as well, who've been with us from year one, and we have a lovely concert there, a folk group playing called Dunall on the Sunday night in the Geo Park, which is acoustic. It's just fabulous. And we're also having a foraging walk with Bruce on the Copper Coast, where you'll forage for seaweed and that you'll come back and you'll make your food out of it. So it's going to be really good as well.
Brilliant. Lots of really good ideas there. And as you said at the very start, a very unusual festival as well that has moved to July 14th to the 16th. And as I said, you can check out more details on the Mountaineering and Scrambling Day and on all the different events that are on for the Cummeras Wilds Festival at www.cummeraswild.com.
We also have Sean Corcoran, who is the art hand, who's back with us again this year.
Oh, so yes, he's doing the beach art.
To tie in with the Greenway, Sean is going to do his art on Ballyboyle Beach this year. So what we're saying to people is, if you park in Joro Car Park, you can take in the tunnel and come across, and the beach art will be best viewed from the Greenway at around Knock. So he's going to start with his piece on Friday and do a bit on Saturday afternoon, and then the culmination on Sunday.
Great. And you're really taking in the Greenway there, and of course at Kilmac, it's so lovely, the Greenway there too. So enjoy it. I'm sure you're very busy, both of you, at the moment, and thanks
a
million.
We have a festival hotline as well, just
okay,
before
go for,
you go,
it.
For all details on ticket sales and everything, it's 086 77 77 515.
Brilliant. And the website is up and running,
the website
anyway, well.
www.cummeraswild.com.
Brilliant. Bernadette and Brian, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.